Praise 100.9, 92.7 of Melanie. It's a great Monday. Y'all have already been calling in talking junk about your team. I don't even want to say their name. But anyway, we're going to take an official look at sports with Wes Bryant. It's time to go in the trenches. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie, and the Queen City? Hey, the Panthers go out and get the job done in Minnesota. 35-10 at the Metrodome. Panthers look good. A little bit of Jekyll and Hyde going on. But with the win yesterday, they moved to within a game of 500 yet again, and they will face a St. Louis team next week. That's 3-3, but one of the worst defenses in the league, so the Panthers have yet another opportunity to get back on the winning track. And in their two victories this season against the Giants and the Vikings, they have outscored their opponents 73-10. Cam Newton accounted for 4 touchdowns, but the Panthers came out and looked pretty good yesterday, but we'll see if they can keep that going against another team in the St. Louis Rams, who also are a little bit, you don't know what you're going to get from them. In college football, winners and losers over the weekend, or should I say just the winners, with life on the win side. Only Duke, Clemson, and the South Carolina Gamecocks picked up victories this weekend. So a lot of teams not making it into the winner section. But, hey, if you don't win, you're not going to be in, Melanie. So, hey, teams got to get it together. Also, in the Queen City this weekend, Coca-Cola 600, Brad Keselowski picked up the victory in a surprise. He is not one of the chase drivers, so many were surprised for him to come out victorious in the 600, and that wraps up the last weekend in racing in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bobcats over the weekend had a couple of games, and this week they will pick back up the action on Friday as they will take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tonight, Monday Night Football, you got a good one in the Indianapolis Colts and the San Diego Chargers. So that should be a great game as well. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live, Melanie.
Thanks, Wes, for the update. We'll talk to you Friday and take a look ahead at the weekend.